Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Shel Beis Rabban Gamliel. The house of Rabban Gamliel, each person of Rabban Gamliel's house. So what they would do is Hayan Nichnas, they would go into the Lishka, they'd go into the chamber on the day when the Torim, the one that was in charge of taking the coins out and start using it to purchase their karbanos, right? So they would go in on that very day. Vishiklo bein etzpa osav, and their shikalim were in between their fingers, they were holding in their hands. Vizarko lefnei hatorim, they throw it in front of the torim, the officer there that was, you know, taking the coins out to make the purchase of the karbanos. The vayazorik etzpa shekel, they throw the coins from their hands in front of the officer so that he should gather it and put it into the boxes right away. It shouldn't just be left in the chamber. So these people from Rabban Gamliel's house, they were very, very careful with the mitzvah, and they made sure when they put it into the chamber, they would go the day that the officer was collecting the coins and make sure the officer would, you know, grab those coins and take it with him. Vahatorim miskavin, vidofo lakupa, the officer there would have the intention to grab it and push it into the boxes, kdeshi shikla v'trumas alishko, so that the coin should be part of the collection, via vime mena, they should bring from it the karbanos of the community, of the tzibor, v'loyishtai b'lishka, and shouldn't be left over in the lishka. So we're just pointing out how scrupulous the household of Rabban Gamliel was. Torim. Now, the officer that's taking these coins and using it to purchase the karbano, so when he would do it, he wouldn't take the coins out of the chamber ad shiyom lahem, until he says to the shomrim, the guards that are standing outside of the chamber, he'll say like this. So he's standing, you know, by the chamber, there's guards outside, and he'll say, et rom, shall I start taking the coins out? Vein omim lo, they respond, trom, 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 take out the coins, take out the coins, take out the coins. Sholosh pa'amim, three times. Because it's the derech and chachamim to say something three times. It's just like we find by the harvesting of the omer and by the chalitza. People do chalitza. So during these processes, we find that the chachamim use, you know, the kind of language of repeating things three times. So over here, he says, shall I take off the truma? Shall I get the coins ready and make the purchase? And they say, trom, 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 take, take, take. And that's the kind of language that they respond in. These guards respond, you know, three times. And it's just going through the process over here. And that wraps up our first Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. And they do bring down over here some of the text that it wouldn't be that he would say, you know, shall I take out the coins? And they say, take, take, take. But more rather, they have a text like this. He says, shall I take out the coins? And they say, take, take. And then he repeats that three times. Shall I take out the coins? And they say, take, take. Because it's a derech for people when they respond. You know, they respond twice. They say, how you doing? Good, good. You know? So it's interesting. So you find that already in the Lashon of the Mishnah, that this is the way of the people. So whether you learn it that he says, you know, shall I take out the coins? And they say, take, take. And they repeat that three times. Or he says, shall I take out the coins? And they say, take, take, take. It's not really going to make much of a difference. It's just, you know, showing different versions of the Mishnah. Okay. Mishnah Dalet. Tarim Esari Shona. So now he took the first set of coins during the Prost Pesach, the halfway point to Pesach. So it was a machlokas exactly what day this was. Let's just say it was Chodesh Nisan, roughly 15 days before Pesach. So he takes the first, you know, allocation of coins and uses it to purchase the karbanos for the community, for the tzibor. Now afterwards, if there's leftover coins in the chamber, so umechape bik tavlaot, he would cover the remaining coins with a leather covering in order that when they would bring new coins, meaning like this. Comes 15 days before Pesach, they would take whatever coins they would have and use it for the karbanos. Then whatever was left in the chamber, they would cover with a leather covering. And this way, so that when people would bring coins the next time around, let's say people didn't have enough time to bring the coins, you know, by the first time, 15 days before Pesach, so now they'd bring it, you know, the halfway point to Shavuos. We said it was also a machlokas, different shitos, but let's just say it was, you know, it was the first day of Sivan, roughly 5-6 days before Shavuos. So those coins now were coming from people that were further away. They couldn't make it for the Pesach offering. And now they'd put these coins on top of this leather mat. And now when the officer would come to take out the coins, he would know to take it from the newer ones and not the older ones. So Shnia, when the officer would take the coins from the second round for the time that was before Shavuos, he would take it from the coins on top of this leather mat. So he's taking it from the newer ones. And then Umechapet Bikatvot Biktav Laot. Again, he would cover it up with these leather mats in order that people that were even further away, they were bringing coins, they were bringing it now for the time period before Sukkot. So then Shlishas, when the third time came around, he would take it from the third level of coins. This way, each people's coins had an opportunity to be brought. But now the third time around, Lahoy Mechapi wouldn't cover it up anymore, because now he's done. He's done for the Levi She'ein O Trumachar. There's no other after Sukkot. So it would just be, they would just cover the first one and then the second one. And after the third one, they wouldn't cover anymore. And this would differentiate between each people's, you know, bringings of the coins and give each person the opportunity that their coins be used for the karbanos. And they say over here, Shema Yishach Vitrum and Adavar Atarim. Now, what was the whole point of using these coverings? Because we didn't want you, you know, constantly taking from the first pile, you know, let's just say you took from the first pile Pesach time, and then you took from the first pile Shavuos, and the first pile Sukkot. It's not good. We want each person to get an opportunity. So that's why they would cover it up in between so that the newer coins would go on top of the layer and they would know to take from the newer coins. And now here's the breakdown. Tarmas HaRishona, when they take the first offering during the halfway point till Pesach, it was L'shem Eretz Yisrael. It was for the people of Eretz Yisrael. They were very close to the base HaMikdash. And when the officer would take it, he would say, HaRezu, let this offering be for the people of Eretz Yisrael, and let it be for the entire Klal Yisrael. So I'm taking it from the portion of those in Eretz Yisrael, because they came first, but let it be for everybody. Ushnia, then the second time around, the halfway point till Shavuos, it was Oshim Krachim HaMukafim La. The officer would take the coins for the cities that were near Eretz Yisrael, like Ammon and Moab and other cities that didn't have enough time to bring it, you know, up until before Pesach, but they brought it, you know, before Shavuos. And he would say, let these coins be from Ammon and Moab and other surrounding cities that couldn't make it until now. Okay, Mekrucham and Mekufim, Eretz Yisrael, other cities that are surrounded to Eretz Yisrael. And again, let it be for all of Klal Yisrael. Let this be for everybody, because it's for the karbanos of the entire community, the entire seaboard. V'hashlishes, and the third taking of the coins would be Befros HaChag, right before Sukkot, right? It was L'shem Babel for Babylonia, for Babel. L'shem Madai from Madai, L'shem Medina, Sarachokos, and other cities that were so far, they couldn't make it for the Pesach, or the Shavuos timing, and they came for the halfway point for Sukkot. And again, the officer would say, let these coins be for the people of Babel and Madai and the other far cities that are far from Eretz Yisrael that couldn't make it to the base of Mikdash until now. And again, let it be for all of Klal Yisrael. And again, they bring down over here that the Torah, the officer had the intention each time he did took off the Truma, he took these coins, it was for the gavoy, meaning it was for that that was collected already, that was sitting in the chamber, that which didn't reach the chamber yet. And also he had in mind that was going to be collected in the future. Every time they did this, they had this in mind in order that everyone should have a portion in the karbanos. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us over here, that they had these three different intervals throughout the year so that we're able to accommodate all of Klal Yisrael and have everyone's coins part of the mitzvah. And now with Mishnah Dalet, we complete the third Perek Gimel. Tomorrow we begin the fourth Perek, moving right along into Perek Dalet.